This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are going to now speak with writer and podcaster, Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I've got a coin here. Which way do we want to go? We could brag or we could jump into Chicago. Which do you want?
You could brag.
All right. You use some of the same sources that I do.
Yes.
Keep and Bear Arms is a news aggregator. It reminds you of the old remailer things, you know, back in the AOL days. Hey, there's this article. Here's a link. Here's two lines about it. And the page just is filled up with that. I was going through there to do show prep. I noticed I have three articles on that page at the same time. I felt quite accomplished.
Yeah. So are you a contributor to Bearing Arms now?
No, but they will republish my articles. It's yeah. Keep and Bear Arms.
Oh, Keep and Bear Arms. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's the Second Amendment Foundation one.
Yeah, that's SAF. Yeah. They'll grab it from anybody. They're proud to promote us all.
I used to go there a lot, and it seems like here lately they've been having a little bit of trouble.
Yes. Some technical problems.
I have also noticed, though, that they have your stuff on there a lot, too.
Well,
how many articles do you write a week?
Say what?
How many articles do you think you write a week?
Wow. Four? If you include self-defense gun stories, which I republish on Ammoland, probably four, maybe five. You know, it keeps me from getting in trouble and drinking too much, so it keeps me off the street. That's good.
Yeah.
Now,
keeps you off the street. Yeah.
We do have to go to Chicago. It was a wonderful Easter for almost everybody. Unfortunately, drug gangs murdered one person. They shot and wounded another 19. That brings the yearly total up to 149 murders. An additional 620 people, though, were wounded so far this year. Politicians in Chicago politically control Illinois, and Illinois was given an A rating by the anti-gun groups Giffords.
Sure.
So you and I have to ask, why are there so many people getting shot and killed if gun control was going to save us?
Well, you know, you got to look at what gun control is. I mean, if you look at the Giffords ratings, one of the parts of their ratings is how many crime guns are exported. And, you know, of course, they're not having any crime guns exported. They're all coming in via the black market. When they come in via the black market, they're not like, you know, I'm tired of this color. I want a different gun. I don't like the way this fits inside my waistband. I want a different gun. That's not happening. That's
right.
Not happening. I'm not surprised they have an A rating. But, of course, you know, they also have bail reform and Soros funded DAs and Democrats running things, and it's, you know,
if you were an honest citizen and you go, I need to protect my family, just to get the permit to touch a gun in a gun shop, maybe buy it, maybe buy ammunition for it, you're talking the better part of a year to then get your concealed carry part, probably at least 20 months.
Right.
But yeah, it didn't end the permit. So it's not like it is the opposite of honest people being overly armed. Not close.
No, I mean, if I were an honest, and I know this is not possible for everybody. Right. I get that. And I'm not trying to be cavalier about it. I would never live voluntarily somewhere where their answer to crime is to disarm
yeah.
people that don't commit crimes.
Yep.
I would never live there voluntarily. I might live there because I had to, because I just couldn't afford to get out of it or something like that. And yes, sir.
You know, your company could send you there. You know, maybe you had relatives that were sick or moving. You needed things. Now, okay. In general, Bill, the world agrees with you, but not all of it. We're smarter than our politicians. Well, at least smarter than our gun prohibition politicians. There was a recent Rasmussen survey, and by a ratio of 51 to 38, so not 2-1, 1.5-1. Likely voters think that gun control will fail to stop shootings like the ones that we saw on the New York subway 2 weeks ago.
Sure. Absolutely.
Now,
I mean,
go ahead.
Here in South Carolina, we've had we had one gang-related shooting over the weekend, and another shooting the very next day, and I don't know what the details are to that one, but it was outside of a club. But, I mean, the gangs are expanding.
Right.
And they're getting into places where they might be met with gunfire. I have no data here locally of a gunfight breaking out between somebody law-abiding and a gang member. But I'm sure as this continues that may be on its way.
That mall, by the way, was posted as a gun-free zone. Now,
that's the mall that Dylan Roof was casing before the cops chased him off. They knew
wow.
he was there. And he went there first before he went to the Charleston
Church.
AMA Emanuel Church. Yeah.
Wow. In that survey, and it won't surprise your listeners a lick, to find that the people who self-identified as likely Democrat voters were three times more likely to favor gun control. And now, but then when you ask all of them, only 11% think that crime is dropping under the Biden administration.
I wonder about that 11%. That's what I want to know.
Thank you.
I wonder about that 11%. You guys are a mystery to me. What are you thinking? What are you looking at?
Right, are you working overseas and you get your dues on the little screen? What are you thinking?
We could make a lot of money if we decided to go out and disguise ourselves as welded people with fake Rolexes on in Beverly Hills and just wait for them to come running up to snatch our watch and then, you know, clothesline them as they come by and stick a real gun in their face and go, not today.
You think we just try and make our face famous and then just walk over to the shopkeepers and say, I'll take a free Subway sandwich for doing that for you? What?
Subway sandwich. Subway sandwich right now. I want a sandwich. That is stop the crime. Sandwich. I want a sandwich. Anyway. We're about to head into the first break. If you would be so kind, please tell everybody where they can find the works of Rob Morse.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I get to co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. The writing's picked up at Ammoland, where I also get to write the Armed Citizens column. Once a week, I hang out with Bill and the Ninjas. Man, I'm loving my life.
I appreciate it, too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Where would you like to steer the ship, sir?
I'd like, if you don't mind, Captain, could we go over to a defensive gun use?
Because
there's so much silliness on the news. We gotta remind people what reality really looks like. You ready?
Oh yes, please.
This came out of Houston, Texas. It was reported by a local Houston station as well, and it starts. We're working in a used car dealership. A customer walks up to us. We're just standing in the lot, you know, sitting in your desk, won't get you sales, won't get you commissions, won't pay the rent. It's our job to shake hands, smile, say hi. Guy wants to see a car? Absolutely. Come inside. Which one do you want? We'll grab the keys. Let me copy your driver's license, as we do. Just come on inside. You can grab something to drink as we're there. It won't take a minute. You sit down, and you see that the customer is lifting his shirt up and pulling a gun out of a shoulder holster.
Wow.
That is called a clue. Fortunately, you're armed too. You lift your shirt and your gun comes up. There were three video cameras in this room. They have lots of pictures of the bad guy. They don't show, now they show the news story, as you presented. It doesn't say whether or not you pointed in. Meaning, you weren't ready to fire. We don't know, because
right.
That was literally masked from the pictures we saw. The robber says, nope, and his hands never leave his chest. He just turns around, heads, keeps smiling, and heads for the door. The outside video cameras show him walking in, walking out. By the way, they do show his tattoos, so the police know who this guy is. And he does it looks like he was doing time trials across the parking lot. His getaway, his partner and getaway driver, they jump in the car. They drive away without him. You stay inside, call the police, and, of course, you show them your ID, and then you show them the wonderful pictures that you have of this guy.
That, you know, that's when you know who your friends are, when your getaway driver gets away without you.
Yeah.
So much for the bro code.
What was amazing, and I'd seen this on very sophisticated systems. You know how, like at sporting events, the camera tracks whoever's moving? These outside cameras did that, and the inside camera. If anything moved, the camera just kept on it. I was impressed. Now, we've read about all the carjackings in Philadelphia, but I hadn't thought, and a friend of mine clued me in. Yeah, car dealerships are robbed on a regular basis. We hand people our product and ask them to go drive it away. So you get ID, and now they've become a target. So a lot of salesmen are carrying. Think of it. They're like an Uber driver, meaning they're a stationary target for thieves. And except you know right where to go to pick up a car. It's not like you have to call one to you.
Selling cars has never been a absolute. I had an instance before I joined the military, when I was 20, I might have been 22 years old. Had a customer that didn't like the way things worked out, but he signed the paperwork and bought the car anyway, right?
Okay.
So he called up the dealership and said he'd locked his keys in his car and it was running, which I don't know why that was our issue, but they made me go out there and take it to him. And while I was there, of course, he made out that he was, he didn't like the way the dealer worked and that I'd lied to him about this and lied to him about that. And at the time, my first thought was, after that, thinking he might come up there, I started carrying a gun. And this is before there was concealed carry permits.
Right.
This is before Florida started having concealed carry permits. This was 83.
Yeah.
But I was carrying a gun on me because they provided no security whatsoever. So carrying.
Right.
And then getting it on test drive, because everybody wants to take it on test drive, right?
Right.
They're not going to let them go with the car without you.
Right.
So you got to go.
Right.
Unless they drive up in like a Mercedes or something, then they're like, well, okay, he's got a, obviously this is a this and that. It's quite, it's almost like profiling to a degree. But anyway, I digress.
Well,
yeah, it
turns out the getaway car was a stolen Mercedes with temporary plates on it. But what, now, the reason I wanted to bring this up in the, you know, minute and a half that we have, when do you press the trigger? The robber didn't point the gun at you. He presented it and then didn't move his hands from his chest. So unless he's going to shoot his own shoulder, you're probably okay. But a very, very tense moment. And I thought, oh, that's impossible. No one can make judgments like that, except we do all the time. Remember, 80% of the time, we don't press the trigger. And I thought,
sure.
Wow, this is...
Well, I mean, if he presents and I present and he backs away, that's fine. Because
okay.
I'm looking for cover.
Right.
I'm going to be looking for something between me and him that's going to stop bullets. And if he's more intent on the car, I'm going to be thinking, well, the car's insured. Most of these cars, and listen, these dealers don't own these cars. They're owned in something called blueprinting or floor planning. And they pay for the car when they sell the car.
Gotcha.
And in the meantime, they're all sort of floating, sent out by the manufacturers and everything. So they're insured as part of the deal. And if they decide to hide behind the car, which has a whole lot of glass, it doesn't actually stop anything. Okay, that's fine. If you try to shoot me in between, and if, you know, you want the car, take the car. But you're not doing nothing to me.
Right.
Let me back away. I'm taking the keys with me, too. I'm not going to make it easy for him. You know? So, you know. Anyway. Tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. A little snack food of a podcast. I try and keep it under 20 minutes. And I get to co-host the Polite Society podcast. That runs an hour and a half. Both once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, writings are typically picked up at Ammoland, where I also get to write the Armed Citizens column. Then once a week, I hang with Bill and the Ninjas, man.
Yes, you do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Ukraine crisis is on the front burner as President Biden holds a call at the White House with allies. This as Ukrainian Member of Parliament and political leader Kira Ryduk is blaming Russia for trapping unarmed Ukrainian citizens in Mariupol.
And every single time we are trying to get people out, Russian forces are firing at them.
She says people are being forced to die in basements and dying of hunger and dehydration. Fannie Mae is forecasting a modest recession in 2023. A report from the mortgage giant cites inflation and the tightening of monetary policy by the Fed Reserve. Ongoing global impacts from Russia's war against Ukraine are also expected. The recession not expected to be as bad as the one in 2008. USA Radio News. The annual anniversary remembrance ceremony for the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing is held to remember the 168 people killed in the terror attack. Oklahoma City's Mayor David Holt says the bombing is a reminder of the dangers of dehumanization.
When you see your fellow human beings as Republicans or Democrats, not as fathers and mothers, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, then you have begun the process of dehumanization.
Another European country is looking to join the EU.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has formally applied for membership in the European Union. He says it's the aspiration Ukrainians are fighting for and that they've been mentally in Europe for a long time. Zelensky said he believed this first step would lead to his country gaining candidate status within weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. I discovered something over the weekend.
You went to the range.
I went to the range. So I went to the range with the Shadow Systems pistol, which is a Glock clone. At first, pick up, holding the gun, it reminds me of a Roger Ward gun painted black.
Okay.
Because, with my guns, Roger always paints mine some really interesting color. I don't know what he did with yours, but with mine, he always feels like he's doing certain things. But I digress. So the shooting begins, and the first thing that is apparent is that the gun is actually more accurate than a Glock is out of the box.
Wow.
Comes with a match grade barrel, which that's plus one for him against a Roger Ward gun because he uses Glock barrels. Slightly better trigger, which Roger's triggers on my guns are better than these triggers, but we're still there.
Stock to stock.
And then I start shooting it repeatedly at things and steel targets, 15 yards. And, I think I'm there. I think I'm where I want to be. Today, I picked up the second one, and this is the Glock 45 size. The other one is the Glock 17 size. The thing about them is they both use the 17-round magazine. So I'm happy.
before, and this, if I want to break some history down here, you used to talk about having, you said, I swear there's a pixie that comes up when I press the trigger, pushes the firearm low left.
Yes.
And a very smart guy said, I think you're holding it too high. You need to get more lower grip on it.
Yes.
Did that help? And did that cure the problem?
It did with the regular Glock. I had my Glock Mojo back. The thing about these guns is that on the last page of the manual that comes with the Shadow Systems pistol,
mm-hmm.
if you use this in a self-defense shooting and you're legit.
Right.
And they take your gun for some sort of evidence or something, and you lose your gun, they'll give you another one.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Now, beyond that, John Farnham switched from Glock to this.
That's a pretty... Well, does John change guns very often?
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm sure the Glock, you know, we heard that he carried a Glock 19. He probably carried the first one that came off. Off the assembly line, because that was in the 80s. And he was in his 40s in the 80s, and he was already... I don't know what he was doing when he was in his 40s, but I can just imagine that the there were contours worn into the on the sides of the barrel. The finish was long gone. No surface texture. Or maybe he's bought other Glock 19s along the way. But for him, he said this is an enhanced Glock. And the difference between this one, these, and the Glock pistols that have, now they have, of course, the back straps that you can stick on there and change a little bit of the angle of the grip. On this one, the whole back strap slides off. So you can actually have a flatter one and have a flatter grip angle, or you can have one that bulges out and have a regular Glock grip angle. And with a Glock grip angle, I need to be pressing at the base. But with one that is a little less than 22 degrees, I don't have to press that hard on it. So, yeah, it's quite the thing. It's quite the thing. So I'm shooting that now, and this is going to be the self-defense gun I carry. Interestingly, with all of these nice touches that they have, and even with the optics cut that they have on there, you don't have to have an adapter plate for most optics.
Right.
Now, some of the newer optics you do because they weren't cut for that. But
they weren't. You can't.
It's a multi-cut on the top of the gun. So that's nice. Surprisingly, the sights, I thought they skimped a little bit on the sights, and they ship them with P-Mags, which are fine with me. But, I mean, everybody else is like, well, you know, if it's not Glock stock, I'm not going to care. But, you know, I run around with P-Mags all the time, too. I've never had any issues with them. I don't have any mags that I designate as training mags versus just carry mags. They're all mags, and I grab them and use them all, and I rotate around with them and everything else, and, yeah.
Now, that reminds me, I've worn out 1911 mags. The lips just got too thin, that wouldn't fit reliably. You cure that by taking a great big hammer and smashing it so you don't use it for anything. I've never had that issue with Glock or the P-Mags. Have you, or have you heard of it? Have you worn them out?
No. No, I have not. No, I have not yet.
Okay. Yeah, the geologic time, maybe.
Yeah.
That is great. Can you find holsters for it?
It fits all the Glock holsters.
Thank you.
Yeah,
jeez.
I know.
Okay.
I know. Poly 80, when they... That's the biggest mistake they made, was the trigger guard.
Right.
Although the trigger guard on these and the Poly 80s are a little bit bigger than the Glock trigger guards. So I like a bigger trigger guard just because nowadays people carry them with gloves and such.
Right. Okay.
The Glock one doesn't leave a lot of room to get in there and move around without pulling the trigger or touching the trigger. And I don't think you should be touching the trigger if you're getting ready to shoot something with it. So
I agree. I agree.
Anyway, that's all. Anyway.
So how many rounds are through it now?
Through the DR920, which is the Glock 17 size, I probably put about 400 through it.
Ah, and how many videos?
One.
Oh, only one. Okay.
Only one this weekend. But, I mean, I'm going to go back out there and take them both now that I've got the shorter one. And I'm going to take one of Roger's Poly-80s, because I think Roger's Poly-80 probably stacks up to it fairly well.
Right. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you've got one of his guns. I mean, it's almost sort of a custom gun, isn't it?
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Jenny goes, what are you doing? And I said, I noticed that my gun's getting a lot of lint on it. I have to go shoot it again and then take it apart because it being next to my body, it's not the cleanest place.
Yeah. But all that aside, I'm duly impressed with it, and I could see making the jump. Now, these are the only two I'm going to buy. Everything else is, they have a Glock 19 size. I don't have a Glock 19 now except for a Poly 80 sized pistol.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the same size as a Glock 19. I'm not going to buy another Glock 19. I'm not going to have a Glock 26. The only Glocks I now have currently are a Glock 45 that Taryn Butler modified, which is going nowhere, and a Glock 34, which is sort of modified, and I'm thinking about doing something with it. We'll see what I come up with that. But I don't know what I'm going to do with it just yet.
You're going to put is it going to wear a hole sun? Optic, a red dot?
It's got a hole sun on it. It's got the 509T on it, but I'm trying to decide how bad I want to keep it. Because it's not a gun I'm likely to carry, you know? It's not a gun I'm likely to carry, just because of its size, Glock 34. It is fun to shoot without it. Hey, we're headed into the next break. Tell everybody a couple places they can find you right quick before we run out of time.
Quick, I host Self Defense Gun Stories Podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, it's picked up at Amaland. And once a week, I get to hang with Bill and the Ninjas.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, arrowprecisionusa.com. We are speaking to Rob Morse.
Bill, you and I didn't, I don't think you had her on. There was a gal who was giving testimony in Arizona. She has a degenerative joint disease, and she's saying, hey, I move with a cane. You're making government offices gun-free zones. That's what this bill would do. You understand? That means me walking to and from with a limp. I'm vulnerable everywhere, and that's not theory. I've been stalked. I've been attacked. I've been sexually assaulted. And you want me to leave my gun behind. That's... And so, to me, that's very moving testimony. And then a gun prohibitionist, one of the legislators, goes, a state rep, says, you know, if you're that frightened, you should just stay home. And then he goes on, and he's dug himself a hole, and he tries to pretty it up and clean the dirt around it. But no, he's standing in a hole. He did something. But he did something for me. And I'm trying to figure out why the gun debate gets so polarized so fast with so little progress. Because in theory, this is theory, and you and I know it, the person who is for gun prohibition, they're identifying with the victim, and they want to take away the criminal's tools, whereas the self-defense advocate is also identifying with the victim but wants to empower the victim. So in theory, they're nearly on the same side, but that's, I think, where progress stops. Because I was listening to this legislator. He said, there are crazy people in the world, and they shouldn't be allowed to have guns. And if you don't trust yourself with a firearm, if you have uncontrollable impulses, you won't trust other people. Do you think that's part of the difference between people who are pro-gun and anti-gun?
Well, some of them, absolutely. I think some of them are so willing to default to violence. Well, I mean, what was the name of that? I can't remember. She was a lecturer, and she was giving a lecture at something, and she was talking about how she wanted to just shoot white people, and I think she was a professor or something. And, you know, she was out there, and this was her when reverse, and reverse racism. It's not even reverse racism. It's just racism. There's only racism.
Right.
If you have a preconceived notion about somebody simply because of their race, that's racism.
And by the way, I think that was a white woman doing that. She's like in a sociology or psychology department?
I think she was some sort of person of color, as she would say.
Oh,
okay. She was not a European Caucasian.
Okay.
Put it that way. So, but whatever it was, I think everything they do is projection. And I think they do whatever they throw whatever they can against the wall and see if it sticks as far as fear. They're always pushing fear. I don't know how that works, though. I don't know how that works because, like, this past, in the last 2 years, while they were drumming up the fear, a bunch of people who'd never bought a gun before in their lives started buying guns.
5% of all U.S. adults went and bought a gun in the last 2 years.
For the first time. And, I mean, that could not have been. That could not have been the desired response everybody wanted, because I'm almost certain everybody got out there and what is they only know two names of guns out there: Glock, AR-15.
Right.
So they were going out there looking for Glocks and AR-15s, which are two guns that Biden, of course, Biden wants to ban Glocks too. He thinks Glocks are assault weapons. When in fact, if somebody pulls out your mailbox and beats you about the head and shoulders, the mailbox is the assault weapon in that case,
right?
But I mean,
isn't that interesting? The CDC and Black Lives Matter essentially got Gun Salesman of the Year awards, because if you told me you had an advertising campaign that would make 5% of U.S. adults go buy a gun, I'd say, tell me what you're drinking, partner, because I want some. But that's what happened. Yeah. Anyway, that whole idea that if you don't trust yourself, of course you don't trust others. Do you think that's, and there's a degree of alienation when you do that too, or a degree, except for, you know, I think Mike Bloomberg just goes, I have my armed security detail. If you don't have one, then you don't want self-defense. That's what self-defense means to him.
Right.
Yeah. All right. I'll buy that.
Yeah. The other part is they understand the utility of guns. That's the thing. They do understand the utility of guns, especially the politicians. They understand the utility of guns, so they're not necessarily against the notion of having guns for self-defense. They're just against the notion of regular people having guns because...
Of you having them, right?
Right, having guns, because they know that they can't really push too much of this agenda unless we very willingly go through it, but they tried something, and I think that also had a boomerang, because I think the whole masking thing was an information operation, and they were gathering information to see how we would react to it and everything, because they knew the majority of the masks, everything but an N95 doesn't work, and most people, nobody wears an N95. So that means that while everybody's out there saying, well, we know that and nothing below an N95 actually works, that's what everybody's wearing. So it's all a decoration. It's all theater.
It is theater.
It's just theater. But at the same time, they found out that it could only go so far, because the fear would only go so far. Now they've, you know, rescinded the court orders, come down saying you can't do a mandate about wearing a mask. And there will be people that continue to wear the mask that are genuinely afraid. And I feel bad for them, but everybody else is going to be like, you know, I'm really happy this is over.
Amen to that.
And it's had the exact opposite of what they were hoping everybody would be like. I'm afraid, just save me, because it all boils down to them being able to. They want us to come to them and say, save us, make us safe, give us over your control, give us your guns, your money. And your train of thought, and we'll keep you safe. And that's a lie. That's an absolute lie. They cannot do it.
I know you don't like to fly with a firearm, and that was just one of the reasons. I was at the airport the other day, and I'm going through TSA, and the guy goes, no, you have to take your holster off. Just put it in the plastic bin. And my head went over, and I went, oh, that's interesting, because I usually put my holster with my gun in the, you know, little lockbox. And this guy said, the guy, the cop who's standing there goes, nah, it's just, it's a wallet for your gun. I don't care if he's got his holster.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, okay. Makes sense.
I do wish it could be like Archie Bunker envisioned. I don't know if you... there was one episode where they were interviewing Archie, and he said, well, I think when you climb on board the airplane, they should be passing out the pistols. And,
right.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd like that.
Thanks, Archie. I like it, too. But
that's out of Robert Heinlein.
Yeah, my private airplane is out there in the driveway.
There, yes. Speaking sadly of which, I read a few weeks ago that somebody had robbed a gun store in Georgia, murdered the two older people who owned it, murdered their grandson who was helping them. He was back from college helping them run it that weekend. They said he was found and arrested. They didn't say what happened to the 40 firearms that he'd stolen. Yeah. And criminals steal their guns. They don't go through background checks.
No, they don't. We're running out of time. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today and for shifting. I do appreciate that.
My pleasure, Bill. Anytime.
All right. Coming up next, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. The largest, he writes for the largest website, and he's the biggest writer on said website, which makes him the, you do the math. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.